friends. Blessing and peace on you. Troy Brewer here coming at you strong with episode number 56 of The Pulse. And today, guys, we're going to be talking about the assassination attempt of President Trump and the prophetic lens of all of it. Guys, you're going to love this. And one of the reasons why you're going to love this is because there's such an amazing word in this epic event of President Trump actually being shot at and having his ear pierced, which there's so many symbols, man, that have to do with a bloody ear, including that of the high priest. He had to dip his finger in the blood and put it on his right ear. Like, what? Yeah, it speaks of priesthood. It also speaks of something I've been talking about all year long, from the very beginning of the year, that the Lord said that this is the kind of year where there's a miracle of a new ear for a new year. And so we also called it something else. You guys remember what we called it?
The Malchus miracle.
The Malchus miracle. Thank you. I was like, I can't remember what. So yeah, the Malchus miracle. Mm-hmm. So all about Malchus. By the way, y'all both said that in perfect unison. The Malchus miracle.
It's because we've been closing out saying we call you the head, not the tail together.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right on. I see. You're actually doing that. Well, guys, you might have noticed that we're in a different studio today, and this is our brand new studio here at Troy Brewer Ministries, Open Door Church, Answer International, Spark Worldwide, Open Door Food, Bank Systems,
TBN.
Hardware. Come on. It's all okay. So I got to tell you guys about this. Whenever I know that you girls know this story. And by the way, Rebecca, so happy to have you here. Miss Connie, Mister. So happy to have you here with us today.
Thank you.
Ben. Don't talk to me.
Oh, no.
You know what I told Ben right before this thing started? I said, being around you gives me a headache. You know that, man? I just get a headache.
You're so mean.
I am mean. Everyone knows I'm world famous for being mean.
You are.
That's what everybody's like. You know that Troy Brewer guy? He's really mean. But you are very sensitive, and I do need to remember that.
Yes.
Y'all, please help me remember how sensitive Ben is. Will y'all help me with that?
Somewhere.
Guys, listen, you're going to love today's broadcast. We're going to have a good time. But I got to tell you the story of this in the room where we're at. And I wish that you could see this because it is top notch. I mean, it is really something. And this room is within another big giant room that I actually discovered. Like, what do you mean discovered? Well, this building was given to me in 2013. The entire campus was given to me. Pastor Gloria Gillespie and Stepping Stone Church, Lighthouse Church, actually gave me this building and the entire campus. And I had never been here. I had been here, but I wasn't here doing ministry with them. I'd never come over here to preach, none of those things. And just out of the blue, she said, the Lord told me to give you this entire campus and merge my church with your church. And I went, okay. So I moved from 301 South Main Street in Joshua, Texas, to 301 South Dobson. It even had the same numbers on the building. It's crazy. It's craziness. So I'm like, yay. So we moved in here. After I had been here for a while, don't forget that might go into the shot. Can you see it? Okay, so you can actually see it. Okay, because I can't, so I don't know. But man, I was preaching one day, and I looked, and there's just this giant wall at the back of the auditorium. And of course, I'd always seen the wall. But I got to looking at it, and as I was preaching, the Lord told me, there's a room behind that wall. And I thought, I just got to wonder, man, what is behind that wall? Well, there was no way to get up here. There was no staircase. There was no nothing. And what happened was the previous church that was here, when they built this, they had intended on this being an additional balcony to hold another 500 people.
Wow.
And so, but, you know, they didn't do that. They finished the sanctuary. So they just walled it off. And I started tapping around. Anyway, I found another room that I didn't know was here. And in, I busted through the wall and got into it. And then there was this Yankee, hankety, rickety, horrible thing to try and climb up. And I did it. And y'all know how scared of heights I am. But I did it. I manned up and I climbed all the way up there. I get up there and then I start knocking around on this wall. And then it sounds like a different place. And I tore through the sheetrock and there was a door. And then I opened up the door into this giant room. And there was 10 billion honeybees in here, and literally honey was coming down the walls. There was so much, there were so many beehives inside the walls that honey was literally coming down the walls. And that's where my studios are now. That was so prophetic.
That is prophetic.
It really was.
That's pretty daggum crazy.
Did you I think you mentioned talking to the pastors about advancement today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that was an advancement. Like you heard the voice of mm-hmm. the Lord mm-hmm. and then you sought after it. It's yep. the whole, you know, it's the honor of the Lord to conceal a matter, but the honor of kings to search it out.
Wow.
I said that yesterday on Daystar mm-hmm. and was actually quoting that scripture. I was on Daystar Television Network yesterday mm-hmm. and I was on Ministry Now show and they interviewed me and I got to say a lot of the things that I'm about to say here and a whole lot more. And then, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes from now, we're going to go behind the veil, which mm-hmm. is strictly ODX.TV. Yes. And we're going to go behind the veil. And when we do, I'm going to tell you some things that otherwise might get us censored. So we're going to avoid all that. We're going to go behind the veil in our brand new studio here today. So Benjamin Allen Brewer, I see that there's a bunch of people on here. Mm-hmm. Who all's here, buddy?
Actually, George is in the ODX chat right now.
Oh, George. Man, I sure do love you, George. Brother George.
So is Anna.
Oh, really?
I don't know who Anna is.
Anna.
But no, we got people from Africa. We have people from, I saw South Africa earlier. We have Uganda. Mm-hmm.
There's Sweden.
Oh, yeah.
Sweden is here. Yeah, awesome. Go ahead, buddy. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's fine. It's
okay. We got Jill Jones. She said, Pastor Troy, Daystar was, you rock Daystar.
Thanks, man. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jill. Well, it was good. And mm-hmm. the Spirit of the Lord was there. And I appreciate yeah. everybody praying for me. I could sure tell that. People were praying for me. Now, I'm asking everybody to be in prayer for me next week because mm-hmm. next week I am going to be going to Washington, D.C., and I'm speaking to Congress mm-hmm. up on behalf of yeah. trafficked children all over the world. And I'm bringing the word of God, man. I'm going to bring it, and I'm super excited about it. So that's going to be next week.
It's going to be awesome.
So we're going to be doing some special broadcasts from there. We have a special time, guys, mm-hmm. special time. Usually, guys, we start here at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. Next week, as I'm in Washington, D.C., guys, we're going to be starting at 3 o'clock Central mm-hmm. Standard Time. 3 o'clock is whenever we're going to be going live because I'm going to be in the Congress. I'm going to be talking to Congress. I'm going to be at the International Summit Against Human Trafficking. And I'm one of the guest speakers there, and I'm so excited about it. And on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, mm-hmm. join us for a special time, which is 3 p.m. It's going to be 3 p.m. All right. So what else do I need to tell these guys? What else do you guys have?
We want to tell everyone about our recent rescues.
Oh, come yes. on, man.
So we have two new rescues in Mexico City. Mm-hmm. What's really special about these little girls is that they are mentally disabled and we were able to rescue them out of mm-hmm. trafficking, which is amazing. And soon we're sending them to be checked out medically and make sure, you know, see what it is that they need help with. And then they're no longer in that trafficking situation, but they're being brought into one of our homes. And then we have another little girl in Cancun that we've rescued, and she has a baby. So that's super exciting. And she's going into the Cancun home with, yep. I think mm-hmm. it's Pamela. I'm not sure.
Paulina. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, right on. So I'm excited about rescuing those two little girls. And that those little girls are special needs girls. And I don't know if their mental ability that has been challenged so greatly has been challenged because of trauma or if that was something that, you know, was defective within their body. I have no idea, but I know this, we got them now. And now, man, I want to see them healed. I want to see them set free. I want to be able to see those little girls get to be little girls again.
Right.
Yeah.
And we will get to see that. So in 2 weeks, right after I get back from Washington, D.C., I'm going to be going down to Mexico City, mm-hmm. and Patricia King is going to be going wow. with me. Yeah, the great Patricia King, she's going to be going with me.
It's going to be awesome.
And she's going to visit our homes, and we're going to hug all of our little girls, and then we're going to be going to our boys' home there, mm-hmm. and we're going to be loving on all of our little boys as well, mm-hmm. and telling them that we're proud of them and that we love them. And there's a bunch of kids that we've recently rescued that I haven't seen face-to-face, mm-hmm. So I can't wait to go there.
And I think we just were able to save two babies in Uganda.
That's correct. We did that on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Yep, we sure wow. did.
Two. Are we in the 80s yet?
Yeah, like, that was number 80. That wow. was because wow. the two of them together was 79 and 80 from that one baby's home.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that 80 babies we so saved from Jesus. Absolute certain death. Absolute certain death. Craziness.
Yeah.
I'll praise God, man. So... yeah, so we're saving, I think that last month we saved 13 kids. Mm-hmm. In the previous month, we saved 13 kids. And so we're averaging, you know, between 10 and 15 kids a month now that we're rescuing on top of our thousands and thousands of kids that we have under our care right at this moment. I don't mind telling you guys that every single time that I take on a child, I'm taking on another $1,200 a month. So for every 10 kids that we rescue, it costs $12,000 a month to feed those kids.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It is, but it's like you say, we have the terrible privilege of being able to say yes.
Yes, that is correct. So I want to encourage you guys to say yes and to partner up with us, guys. Call the number on the screen. It's 877-413-0888 and join the fight, guys. Listen, the body of Jesus doesn't fight this. There's nobody else that's coming. I mean, this is our fight and this is our cause. And so again, guys, call the number, call 877-413-0888 and give your best gift that you possibly can today. Yeah. And then I need to also tell y'all that if you need prayer, I'm telling you, those guys who answer the phone, they answer the phones right here. And those are my friends. Tia is the one that runs that whole outfit. And guys, they are some praying machines. I promise you. So if you need prayer, man, they will indeed pray with you. What else am I supposed to be telling these guys?
So if you call us and you could give through 877-413-088. And also you could give online, ODX.TV give, or you can mail us at Troy Brewer Ministries, 3775 Burleson, Texas, a different zip code, 76097, and join us. I've been here about 10 years, and what Pastor Troy says, it gets done and it happens.
Man, it does. I'm looking at that new address. I never saw that address before.
That's the one we've been announcing for years. If people want to mail checks.
What craziness is that? I've never seen that address before in my life.
That's the P.O. box
address. That's the P.O. box, yeah.
Really? When people want to write in checks instead.
Really? So what is it? What is that?
So it's P.O. box 3775.
3775.
And it is Burleson, Texas.
Why does it have a different zip code?
And it's just a different...
Because it's a post box.
Oh, post box. 76097.
Okay, guys. Yes, right on. Well, I get a lot of mail in there. And today I got like 9 letters today. A lot of them from people in prison.
Oh, cool.
Oh, no, I'm happy to talk to people in prison. Yep.
I love that.
Hey, Pastor Troy, I listen to you every day. Thank you so much. Big encouragement. You're welcome. Send all those guys books.
Time for your reunion.
No, I mean, obviously, there are people I went to school with, you know, and friends of your mom's. Hallelujah. No. Anyway. Wow. What else? What else are we supposed to do?
We want to remind people about the ODX uploads. The recent ODX.
Yeah. Well, so ODX, what have we been uploading?
So your time in at Rod Parsley's Dominion Camp meeting, that's available and are recently added on ODX. Also, Dominion the Stackelbeck show that you had, that really, really cool interview that you had with Eric Stackelbeck from TBN. That's up there. That's uploaded. And Dave Reavers. Time with us this Sunday, his Sunday sermon, it's there. It's uploaded as well.
So good.
And I also want to remind everyone that if they miss the Sunday special Trump post show, then that is uploaded too. All they have to do is go to the prophetic post tab that you see at the top of the screen. And when you scroll down, you'll see the past episodes of the post. And it's right at the top, right at the front. And it has like Trump. Assassination attempt.
Yeah.
And you'll see it. And it's Pastor Troy here in the new studio. And it is amazing. And I'm so excited that we're getting to continue that conversation today.
Yeah. It's going to be good. Well, and also talking about the Trump, the whole Pulse Charisma magazine posted the prophetic warnings of Trump's assassination. It's you, Joseph Z, and two others. And you could go to Charisma's magazine and Pastor Troy is featured on there.
Joseph Z, which I'm going to be doing a whole lot of media with Joseph Z later on this year, and Pastor Alan DiDio and Brother Darren Stott. And anyway, we have an intention on doing something amazing, just collaborating together. But Joseph Z on the Saturday morning did a live broadcast and said, I woke up this morning and God said this phrase, the shot heard around the world.
Wow.
The shot heard around the
crazy
world. And he posted it everywhere. And then a few hours later, Trump was shot. Like, dude, I texted him and I said, brother, come on, man. You nailed it. That is outstanding. And he said, are you kidding me, man? The new year for the new year, man. And I was like, man, dude, to get up there and to say that on the day of the shot heard around the world, the shot. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
That is.
But I'll tell you what's really impressive is that brother that we aired on Saturday. And I don't know if we still have that. I don't know if that's still loaded up or not. But
the prophetic? I think it is.
The prophecy that brother gave. And he gave it months back and said that he saw in the spirit a bullet whizzing past Trump's right ear and busting his eardrum and blood falling on his face.
Wow.
And how it was significant of this, that. And dude, that was, and he was doing that at the eclipse. He was talking about the eclipse. He's talking about the Great American Eclipse. And he was speaking into all that. Boy, you talking about in an impressive prophetic. Man, it was good. So do you actually have it? All right, guys, let's watch this together. This is a prophetic word going back to the month of April. Here we go.
America all throughout. And I saw Trump rising up. And then I saw an attempt on his life. This bullet flew by his ear and it came so close to his head that it busted his eardrum. And I saw he fell to his knees during this time frame and he started worshiping the Lord. He got radically born again during this time frame. I'm talking, people say he's saved now, but he becomes really on fire for Jesus for what I saw.
Let it be, Jesus.
And then I saw people interceding when he, and I see him, I saw him winning the presidency through great, the Lord showed me it would go clear into the summer. Great persecution would come on him through the judges and through the law and all these people trying to sue him and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But there would be a stop to it and their things would start to break free, come toward the fall. And then I saw him winning the election through the Patriots coming out and voting. And
wow.
Wow.
Guys, that is pretty, that's pretty dang impressive. It sure is.
But that just goes to show that the Lord is speaking. No, you just God have to speaking. Have an ear to hear it.
That's right.
Amen.
It's the year of the Malchus miracle. Mm-hmm. The Malchus miracle. This is the year of that, where God Almighty gives you an ear. Amen.
You've been saying that for a couple of months now.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. And anyway, it's just awesome. Well, friends, buckle your seatbelts, because I'm about to take you through a prophetic look at the assassination attempt against President Trump. And if you're going to try and take notes, man, bust out your pen, get ready, and because here we go. You guys ready to do this?
Ready. Yes. It's going to be good.
All right. Are y'all ready? Are you ready, Ben?
Hey.
Okay. No help from Ben at all. Terrible. All right. Friends, whenever we start talking about a prophetic event, we need to understand that we're talking about type and shadow. So one of the things that I like to say is this way. If God was speaking, do you think that you would know it? And if you knew it, do you think you would understand it? And I want to tell you, the answer to that is no, is not necessary. It's just because God is speaking doesn't mean that you know it. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to be a seeker. And just because you know God is speaking doesn't mean that you understand it. Wow. So you got to get past these five different offenses. Number one, just because God is speaking doesn't mean that you know it. Number two, just because you know it doesn't mean you understand it. Number three, just because you understand it doesn't mean that you know what to do with it. Number four, just because you know what to do with it doesn't mean you know what the outcome is going to be. And number five, because you know what the outcome is going to be doesn't necessarily mean it's going to turn out like that.
Yeah.
And such is the prophetic.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
That's how the prophetic works. And you have to press through the offenses of every single one of those things. You know, whenever we think about God Almighty speaking, we always thinking about, you know, the Lord God of heaven has thundered. Who can but fear? For the lion has roared, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, yeah, well, if God roared like a lion, or if he spoke as loud as a thunder, I would know that. But see, God speaks through epic events, and God speaks in epic events. And sometimes all we hear is the thunder, but we don't hear the voice within the thunder. So we know that that actually happened, that it thundered, that God Almighty spoke. And he said, Father, I just want to glorify. He goes, you're on it. And there's a big revelation on what God said. But the Bible says that some people, very dangerous group of people, said that an angel had spoke. In other words, they were smart enough to know that there was a supernatural message in the midst of it, but that was all that they knew. They were able to recognize that heaven had opened up somehow, but that was it. But some people just said it thundered. They didn't hear anything but the thunder. Mm-hmm. Some people actually wrote down what God Almighty said, and the Bible records what he said. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, man, God Almighty will whisper at the volume of a thunder. He's saying something secretly that is screaming in everybody's ear, but people don't know how to tune in to the prophetic word, so they just hear the prophetic event. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, if I had a dream, and if the dream was that there was a boat, a giant ship, and the ship boasted that God couldn't sink it. And it got struck by an iceberg on the day that mm-hmm. President Abraham Lincoln got shot, mm-hmm. and then it sank on the day that President Lincoln died. Mm-hmm. Would I know what that meant? You know, would I be, if I had a dream, would I understand that? Well, in this case, guys, obviously we're talking about the Titanic. That mm-hmm. was not a dream. That was a headline. Mm-hmm. Jesus used the headlines of his day, Ben, mm-hmm. every single day. And he would say, now the kingdom of heaven is just like that. Mm-hmm. That's what he would do. He'd say, you see that over there? That is a prophetic metaphor. If you have an eye to see it, if you have an ear to hear it. Let he who has an ear hear what the Spirit is saying. Amen. And so a lot of these knuckleheads that curse us and say, oh, you always say God is speaking, or you're all your prophetic stuff. Hey, listen, your ignorance is understood, mm-hmm. but it's not going to be appreciated once you get to heaven.
Yeah.
It's like God is going to say, I did speak. And you're mm-hmm. going to say, why didn't you speak? And God's like, dude, I spoke to you every single day. Romans chapter 1, verse 20 says, the invisible things of him from the creation of the world, even his eternal power and Godhead, are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. So mm-hmm. God is speaking great revelation and mysteries through the common things that's going on around us.
Yes, and you mentioned that, you know, that the Lord speaks through these prophetic events, mm-hmm. and he does, and people can say, well, why do I have to decipher it? Why isn't it just clear as day? Mm-hmm. Well, the disciples had that same type mm-hmm. of question mm-hmm. that they brought to Jesus, and Jesus was like, it's in Matthew chapter 13.
13:13.
Yes.
It's and a 13:13 scripture.
He says, this is why I speak to them in parables. That's though good. Seeing, they do not see, though hearing, they do not hear. Mm-hmm. Or understand. Yeah. And it's that whole be willing to seek the voice of the Lord. It's the glory of the Lord to conceal something. Amen.
So when he says this verse, and by the way, again, it's a Matthew, it's a 13:13 mm-hmm. scripture. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23 words.
What?
Yeah. Anyway, 23 represents death. So it's a Matthew 13:13 scripture, and we have this. This is what Jesus is saying, Connie, and it's such a big deal. Mm-hmm. They said, why do you speak in parables? He said, because I'm willing to speak it, but I'm not willing for them to understand it.
Mm.
They have to love me to understand mm-hmm. it. See, man, one of the things that God does, God is crazy, by the way. I'm telling you, he is straight up nuts. His wisdom is not of the world.
No. Mm-mm.
And he is wise. Mm-hmm. But he is on a whole different level, obviously. He is Yahweh. Mm-hmm. He is Yeshua HaMashiach. He is one altogether beautiful. Amen. And this is what he does. Do you know that if you're not going to love him, he will not allow you to obey him?
Mm-hmm.
Pharaoh?
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah, Pharaoh. Mm-hmm. He's like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do what you say. And he's like, no, I don't think you are, because see, you're going to get blessed by doing what I tell you to do. And since you don't love me and you're going to serve mm-hmm. other gods, you're going to call yourself the God King.
Wow.
I think I'll just harden your heart.
Yep.
I'm going to tweak you a little bit to where you won't obey me. And everybody's like, that's not fair. That's mm-hmm. the kingdom. You don't get to partake of the king's blessing if you don't love the king. And so just exactly like that, man, the reason why the Lord speaks through parables is he will say, okay, look, I'm always willing to speak, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to let you in on it unless you're looking for me. Mm. Yep. Amen. So all these people that blast us and say, oh, you say everything's prophetic and God is speaking, God doesn't speak. I mean, you're just giving a testimony of the condition of your heart.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is
God
what you're
speaks
doing.
Once, yet twice, yet yeah,
man perceiveth it not. Ben.
So good.
You got such yeah, a
so
good
So Jeremiah.
Yes, that's a good boy.
So Jeremiah 29 says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with your whole heart.
With your whole heart. That's
Jeremiah exactly 29:13.
Well, friends, yeah. The Lord is speaking in amazing ways today.
Amen.
And this last Sunday, what I can tell you is that while God did not orchestrate the event, he employed it. And this is okay. something that the Lord does. Okay, God Almighty will employ the darkest of things and the brightest of things mm-hmm. and cause those things to serve him. And so he did that on Sunday. And here's what I can tell you is that the names are prophetic. Trump means prophetically, according to type and shadow in the Word of God, this is a metaphor. Okay, Trump means the voice of God. Mm-hmm. Okay, with a mighty trump. right? With a mighty shout and a trumpet blast. Where the last is first and the first is last, as Charlie Daniels used to sing. God, I love that. It's called It's Payback Time. It's one of the greatest songs ever written.
Because it's payback.
God, I love that song so much. All right. So, sorry, I'm twisting off. Now the shooter who represents woke, I'm telling you, he is the picture of woke. He is all things woke. Mm. His name, his prophetic name is Crooks. Mm-hmm. Well, what's Crooks? It's a collection of criminals. It's a woke mob, a collection of criminals. Wow. So you got the voice of God, and then you've got a collection of criminals, or the voice, or a woke mob. Okay, the location of the rally is prophetic. It happens in Butler, Pennsylvania. Guys, Pennsylvania is about the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is the White House, right? Mm-hmm. That's where it is. And I'm going to be there next week. What just happened there?
Moving my hair off of my ear.
Did it pop you in the head when you did that?
It did.
Just a little bit? Then you made that look cool, though.
Thanks.
You did. So yeah. The White House is at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Okay. All right. So that's that. The next thing is this. Pennsylvania is named after William Penn. Mm-hmm. And Sylvania means, it's a Latin word for the woods of. So it's like the woods of Penn, okay? William Penn is a Quaker. What is that? It's somebody who gets full of the Holy Ghost and shakes. They're called Quakers. You know, they were holy rollers back before they were holy rollers, right? And he's a guy that is all about religious freedom. He's a guy that is all about the Word of God. He was so persecuted. He was tortured. He was put into prisons. And then he packed it all up and he moved over here because he wanted to be able to worship Jesus and not the king of stinking England. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Imagine that. Yeah.
Imagine that. I wouldn't worship that king either, man. So they came over here and he started Pennsylvania. All right. The second place was Butler. Okay. Mm-hmm. The biblical Butler, my friends, is the dreamer that ran into Joseph that was in the prison. He was convicted. And then he came out of that conviction and he was restored to power. Can we think of anybody on the political spectrum right now that has recently been convicted, that has recently been imprisoned, famous mugshot?
Best mugshot ever.
Well, the greatest of all mugshots.
Yes.
It is absolutely the greatest mugshot I ever saw. When I saw it, I laughed so hard. Yeah. And so it's nearly as good as that iconic photo of him with the fist pump. Blood on his face, American flag in the background. Craziness.
Wow.
Craziness. Oh my gosh, that's an incredible photograph. So
there it is.
There it is right there. That's guys, that you talk that about an iconic photograph.
That's an amazing.
Oh my gosh. So then the famous butler in the Bible, the biblical butler, is the one that was left prison and was returned to the king's court. The other famous butler is Nehemiah, and he is the rebuilder of the wall. Now, if that doesn't speak into our headlines today, and you're like, well, I don't see anything, that's because you're high. Amen. You need to get off the crack pot. Hallelujah, because God Almighty is speaking. All right, here's another one. Everybody's like, I don't see it. I don't know what you're talking about, man. But, you know, I'm thinking all kinds of crazy things. All right. Here's another one. And by the way, that is a Nehemiah 1:11 scripture. It's a 1:1:1 scripture. Wow. Okay. So the butler was delivered from prison, put back into power. And by the way, Nehemiah is the builder of the wall, and he did that in 444 BC. 444 BC. Come on, Ben. Come on, Ben. Come on, Ben. Hang in there, buddy.
I'm trying, man.
Now, the address, where this event took place was 625 Evans City Road, Butler, Pennsylvania. And again, 1601, which is all that speaks. But whenever we were looking up these scriptures, when I saw this scripture, Psalm 625, and remember this was at 625 Evans City Road. Psalms 62 verse 5 says, my soul, wait silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him. This phrase, God alone, is such a prophetic phrase for this hour. Now, friends, I want to tell you, there is some demonic mantras that come across your media feed all the time, and it is literal witchcraft. It's phrases like this, trust the science. That's a demonic phrase. That comes straight out of the pit of hell. And by the way, it's a lie.
Yes.
Yeah. Trust it to your own demise. Right on. Wow. Unless you want 10,000 blood clots, you know. Well, okay. Well, just go ahead and try. Here's another one too. Say his name. That is a demonic mantra in a term.
Because names have power.
Because names do have power. I could go through a whole bunch of these things that the left always chants because there's a lot of witchcraft involved with the woke movement, a ton of witchcraft. But let me tell you, there's also prophetic phrases that come from heaven. And one of those phrases right now that God is using in a tremendous way is the term God alone. Mm-hmm. Friends, there needs to be a God alone kind of move of God. Mm-hmm. And whenever President Trump came out and said, hey, he actually said it was God alone that kept the unthinkable from happening. Wow. He used the term God alone.
Yep.
And then in Psalm 62, verse 5, it has the phrase God alone. Wait silently for God alone. And he was shot standing on a piece of real estate that was at 625 Evans City, Rome.
Crazy. Like the Lord is speaking.
God is speaking.
This is definitely one of those thunderous moments.
It's a thunderous moment. Mm-hmm. So all some people will see is the political. All some people will hear is the thunder, but there are some who hear the voice within the thunder. Mm-hmm. And I want to hear the voice. I do.
It's the 30, 60, 100.
Come on, sister. Preach that.
It's because you've preached it and I've listened. Yeah.
That's the 30, 60, 100. Says?
Yes. You should take note.
Yeah.
You should take note, Ben. Okay.
So good.
Joshua 625. Remember the piece of real estate that he was on is at 625 Evans City Road, Butler, Pennsylvania. Joshua 625 is where Rahab is spared. Mm. Well,
and Rahab lived in the wall of her city.
Oh, yeah. Well, look out. Come on. That's a good word. Evans is a name, and it was 625 Evans City Road, is a name that means gracious or God has shown favor. Mm. And friends, I want to tell you this God was gracious and showed favor by saving the life of President Trump. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I bet you he knows it.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Oh, yeah.
So, and that's also a big part of this prophetic word that God has given us. I think that there was a Donald Trump before this event and a Donald Trump after this event.
Yes.
Mm. We should be having such a different conversation than what it is that we're having. Because had he been leaning back a little bit, boom, he would have got clipped in the head. Had he not turned at the precise moment, the exact moment. Mm-hmm. I mean, and if you look and he turns real quick, you know, he's talking, he does this. Right as he does that is when that bullet hit his ear. If he hadn't done that quick, it would have hit him in the back of the head. I think that we actually have a graphic. Do you got that brain graphic, brother? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? Where it shows the angle? No, so we don't have that?
Okay. I'll find it.
It's okay, man. It's all right. I just thought it was one of the ones that we loaded up. But it shows how precise, I mean, literally millimeters. And I don't even use a metric system. It just sounds a lot more dramatic to say millimeters. I ain't doing the metric. I rebel against the metric system, by the way. I rebel. Unless of course, it's liters of blood or... Anyway, I'm sorry, I'm about to start going on. Mm-hmm. So it's craziness.
And there goes the rabbit
trail. There goes the rabbit trail. There he goes. I'm also kind of stalling a little bit so that they can put this thing up there. But had he not turned at exactly that moment, he'd be dead. And that is prophetic, my friends. It's a prophetic word saying this. You have to turn now. You have to turn. And the biblical word for turning is repent. And there's another part of that is this. He was on script and then he got off script and he said, I'm trying to think the exact words he said, but he's like, you got to look at this. And when he said, you got to look at this, he turned his head real fast and dodged a bullet. It was like a Jackie Chan movie. Just can't, like just craziness. He literally dodges this bullet. And I think that the Spirit of the Lord would say today to all of us, get off the script and turn. Mm-hmm. If you don't get off script and turn, you're not going to dodge a bullet. If you'll get off script and if you'll turn, you will dodge the bullet. Right on. So did you guys get that picture?
Yes, I just sent it to Taylor.
Yep. Let's see if we've got that. Yep. Okay, right on. So there it is. Okay, right on. So what's funny is somebody took credit for that, by the way. Mm-hmm. Which I'm not even going to talk about that right now.
You might as well get it out there.
Yes.
Because I'm pretty sure Robin's in the chat right now.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm not going to. So I'm just going to start controversy. With that said, I want you to look. If he had been looking forward, that bullet would have went right through his brain. And as he turned, it just clipped his ear. That is insanity.
He turned to see the voice.
He turned to see the voice, buddy. He turned to see the voice. That is truly something else. All right, guys. Thank you all so much for that picture. I appreciate it. Okay, so the place where the shooter was shooting from also has an address. And it's not the same address that Trump was standing on. Mm-hmm. The address that the shooter was standing on, which, gosh, if I can just speak into that here for just a minute. Mm-hmm. How is it that for minutes and minutes they see this clown, this woke child, a tantrum throwing, demon possessed product of our education system, and he's up there crawling around with a gun. Everybody is out there yelling, "There's a gun! There's a gun! There's a gun!" Mm-hmm. But people are not getting permission to shoot.
The cops actually went up there.
Yeah, went up there. Yeah, and then came back down. Saw him.
Yeah. He pointed a gun at him, so they went back down.
It's like, well, it's not safe to be up here. I guess I got a bell. I want to just tell you this right now, friends. If you don't think there's something nefarious going on with that, you are irresponsible. You're just outright irresponsible. I think it's very irresponsible not to believe that there's something really sinister and nefarious going on with that. But devil, you missed. Devil, you missed. Well, the address where that kid was crawling around at is 615 Whitestown Road. All right, let me give you a 615 scripture. Right on. By the way, the only obvious place that you can see on that map where a shooter would show up is from that location where the shooter showed up.
Lord Jesus.
It's the craziest thing. And so you can see the one red dot over on the right-hand side. How is it possible? And if you're not looking for that, what are you looking for?
Right. What are you looking for?
And if they are saying, okay, there's a shooter on the roof, why do they need permission to shoot a shooter on the roof? And number two, why don't they have it? What is that all about? That is 130 yards away. I have a target range out at Redemption Ranch, and we have a 100, 200, 300, a 550, and also an 800 yard target. And I want to tell you, 130 yards with a long rifle is nothing. I promise you it's not. Anybody within 5 minutes can learn how to hit something at 100 yards without a scope, open sights. And it's just the Lord. The whole thing is just Jesus. I'm just so grateful. Well, the address where he was at is 615 Whitestown Road. Mm-hmm. And 615 in the book of Jeremiah is this scripture. Speaks of things woke. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? No, they were not at all ashamed, nor did they know how to blush. Therefore, they shall fall among those who fall at the time that I punish them. They shall be cast down. And Brother Crooks found that out on Saturday.
So we call mess around and find out.
Yes.
That's exactly right. Mess around and find out. Now, here's the other deal. Whenever this young man, this young demon-possessed man, who, by the way, murdered a guy who had a wife, who had beautiful daughters, who was a fireman, and then he shot several other people. And, you know, today that mama and those daughters are like, what happened to our dad? How is that even possible? Man, we were just going to a political rally, and now we're looking at a funeral this week. What the heck? Well, here's what you can think. You can think the education system allowing this wokeness to be taught. And here, I'm going to throw this out there too. For all of you woke pastors out there, this is your doing. This is you prostituting your pulpit. This is a result of you prostituting your pulpit because you're afraid you're going to make somebody mad that are the enemies of God. This is when you shut down during 2020 and you played it safe. The devil was after this kid. Yes. Man, when you would not celebrate the overturn of Roe v. Wade, when you did not mourn and stand with Israel on October 7th, I want to tell you, Mr. Woke Pastor and Mrs. Woke Pastor, this child is a product of you not preaching the word of God and not having impact on the United States of America. The church can survive without the USA, but the USA cannot survive without the church. Repent. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mm. If I, I bet if you guys checked out the the comments there, you might find something interesting. Oh, I bet you somebody has something interesting to say to that. Now, this guy's 130 yards away. And let me tell you what Proverbs 1:30 says. They would have none of my counsel, and they despise my every rebuke. Mm-hmm. Okay. Romans 1:30 describes woke and describes this young man to a T. Mm-hmm. Backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. Mm-hmm. That's Romans 1:30. Well, that describes the woke mob right
perfectly.
There.
Perfectly. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely perfectly. So another big deal is that it happened, of course, on 7/13. This happened on 7/13, which is crazy cool. And I love Matthew 7:13. Enter in by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it, the wide gate or the Broadway. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. What is that? It's the entertainment system of the United States, Broadway. Anyway.
So we actually have a question really quick about 7:13. It's from Ella Fouts.
Okay.
He said, could the 7:13 mean the rebellion is complete and the tide is now turning?
Wow, that's that's a great thing to ask. I would say yes. Let's believe that in Jesus' name. That is absolutely excellent. Right on. Yep. So what else you got over there, Ben? You got another question or you got something for me?
I do. Let me find it real quick.
Okay. What about you? Rebecca, you got a question for me? You got a comment?
You got Mary Turner said that Trump authorized and is funding all the victims that have been hurt. So he's helping all the victims that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Robin Day was asking, do you think that the police will be held accountable for why they didn't shoot before Cook's shot?
Well, I don't know. I really don't know. And I don't know. I don't know how high this goes up. I think that the highest level should definitely be held accountable.
Correct.
The head of the Secret Service, you know, all those kinds of things, they should all be held accountable. I mean, the buck stops with them, right? But I have no idea how that accountability is going to work. I mean, guys, nobody, all the election interference that happened at the last election, who was held accountable for that?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Nobody. And the same jokers that ran the last election are running this next election as well. Yeah. And they say that you're an insurrectionist if you actually question the election. Really? So, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, you know, it's like, okay, I tell you what, let's do. Let's go behind the veil and let's talk about all that. Okay. You guys want to do that?
Yeah, yes. Good.
Okay. So let's get ready to go behind the veil. And I do want to end on this, guys, Ephesians 6:11, because this event happened at precisely 6:11 p.m. Eastern time. Mm-hmm. And whenever it did happen, guys, that speaks of Ephesians 6:11. Ephesians 6:11. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you might be able to withstand in the evil day and having done all to stand.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Come on.
So amazing.
Man, that is outstanding, guys. That is so good. Well, I've really enjoyed this. And I got a bunch of other things to say about it as well, including that it was 115 days from the day of the shooting to the next election. 115. We got some really cool 115 scriptures. I want to encourage everybody to share this, if you would. Please share this and let people know that God Almighty is speaking. And also would encourage everybody to call in and to get this study guide, this great study guide that goes with my God and Country sermon series. And guys, we have all kinds of offers that go with this. And like, well, why are you asking that for? Because, my friend, we are trying to raise a ton of money to take care of all the kids that we're rescuing out of the horrors of sexual trafficking. And guys, we rescued two today. Mm-hmm. You know, we rescued two today, and then we heard about another two. Mm-hmm. And then over the weekend, we rescued another two. And so just within the past 48 hours, guys, we've rescued another six kids. And I mean, every time that we rescue a kid, it's $1,200 a month. I'm like, well, that sure is expensive. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, it sure is. I promise you.
Chance arts. You
know?
Yeah.
But I mean, it's actually pretty cheap if you know, if you actually think about it. But I mean, still, $1,200 is $1,200, you know, over a month. And it takes a lot of money, man, to be in compliance with all these nations and to have all of the you know, we got to have everything signed. Everything has to be legal. Everything has to be this. Everything has to be that. You have to have psychologists. You have to have lawyers. You have to have all these kinds of things. And guys, we have over 4,000 children under our care. And we most recently rescued our 11,000th child, 11,000 children. So friends, this will help you tremendously and encourage you guys to take advantage of it. I love this study guide. Mm-hmm. It is so good. It'll help you in your walk. And it goes with every single one of my sermons. And encourage you guys to get it. Just call the number. Call 877-413-0888. All right.
That's good.
What else?
So you go to odx.tv shop to get that bundle. And there's different bundles. You could get the study guide with the CD, right?
And, yes. If you go on the website, you can see the different bundles that are offered at the different price points. But if you just want everything in there, then go ahead and you'll want to do the $50 bundle. Because that gives you everything, including the digital downloads.
Hey, I promise, guys, this is good stuff. And I promise that it, guys, can you tell that we worked really hard on this?
It's a good study guide.
Our team has worked so hard on this, and I'm so grateful for it. It is awesome. So get this into your life. Yes. All right, friends.
And don't forget, when you're at ODX, be sure and check out all the new stuff that we just uploaded. We just uploaded the Steckleback. We uploaded the Pastor Rod Parsley. Mm-hmm. We have rescue stories on there. We also have a thing called Pastor's Corner, or as you can see, what pastors need to know. That's actually where Pastor Troy here actually goes on and talks to other pastors.
Oh, yes.
You're more than welcome to check that out, too. So just be sure and check all that out.
Do you girls know how to, do you girls know how the Book of Psalms starts off? Blessed is a man.
The man that walketh not. I know what it
can counsel,
mean.
It's okay if you...
In the counsel of the ungodly.
Stands in the way of sinners. Or sits in the seat of the scornful. So you learned it, King James. I did too.
Yeah, that's how I grew up, King James. It's my favorite. It's so poetic. Too.
No, I love it.
Y'all some old folk.
Yes. My grandma is my favorite person. Yes.
Yeah, my grandma.
Okay, well, let me just tell you this. For everybody here that's listening, one of the things that I did today, I did a pastor's corner on there. What I always do a short episode of what I wish every pastor knew. And the thing that I said today that I wish every pastor knew is this. It is not your ministry to bash other people's ministries. Mm-hmm. And do not think that you are anointed when you sit in the seat of the scornful. Because you're
so
not.
Good.
And just tell you, everybody that's watching across all of our social media platforms, some of you clowns, that's all you do is bash people. And you sit in the seat of the scornful and you say, yeah, but I'm after truth. Guys, truth is a person and his name is Jesus. Mm-hmm. And if you're not standing with Jesus and you're blasting all these other people, and I'm not talking about me, I don't care if you blast me or not. I promise you, I don't lose any sleep over it. But I do look at friends and people that I respect and people that I love, people even that have worked with me, and I look at just how hateful they are to other ministries, and they feel like that they are the high sheriff of heaven. And that their job is to correct everybody and to do everything. I want to tell you, man, everybody else's crisis is not your crisis.
That's good.
And I don't take on the crisis of other churches. I don't do that. Why? Because I'm not going to walk the way of sinners. I'm not going to sit in the seat of the scornful because I want to be blessed. The blessing is not in those places.
Amen.
And so I preached for about 15 minutes looking in the cameras today, just saying, you know, you need to teach your congregation that somebody else's crisis is not our crisis.
That's so good.
And we pray for them. We love them. We bless them. And we don't have to have an opinion about any of those things. Mm-hmm. What we have to have is a demonstration of the Lord Jesus Christ and his power. Mm-hmm. And that's not because we're afraid to say anything. It's because I fear the Lord. And whenever I blast other ministries and point out their shame and point out their problems, that paints a target on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a supernatural target that is painted on me because with the measure that you measure, it'll also be measured back to you.
That's Matthew 7:2.
Come on, sister.
So good.
There you go. So I want to just, I wish every pastor knew that. And also, too, I wish that every pastor understood that we are not in competition with the other churches in town.
Yep.
And man, I mean zero. If every single one of our churches in Burleson, Texas was filled to capacity, we wouldn't even be reaching 5% of the entire county. Mm-hmm. I mean, so why would anybody be jealous of somebody else's church? And man, I mean, I am respectfully envious in a lot of ways. Like, wow, they got their act together. Mm-hmm. Wow, they got an awesome this. Wow, they've got their act together. But I take joy in that. Mm-hmm. And I figured that as a win for me mm-hmm. when the rest of the body of Jesus wins. Mm-hmm. And they don't have to be my denomination, which I don't even know what denomination I am. I'm non-denominational because... because no respectable denomination would have me, I think. But
I agree.
But outside of that, that's the kind of teaching that I do on wish every pastor, and that's what I taught on today. All right. Guys, powerful. Let's all go behind the veil. You guys want to do that? Sir. For all my friends that are at odx.tv, we're going to just you and I. We're going to talk about the more nefarious side of what happened on Sunday. And we're going to talk very openly about it at Open Door Experience, odx.tv. And if you are a stage 2 or stage 3 viewer and you're watching on ODX, hang in there because you're going to enjoy this. And for all the rest of my friends, hey, man, you might consider joining us over mm-hmm. at odx.tv. Right on.
Yeah.
Stage 3.
Mm-hmm. Right. If you're interested in signing up, you can go on the website and you can look at the different stages and what mm-hmm. each one offers, or you can call our call center and they'll be able to help you figure out what looks best for you. But that's 877-413-0888 or odx.tv. And that partnership is what allows us to get to go and be the hands and feet of King Jesus all over the world.
Hey, Taylor, can you throw up that lower third again of the number? Did you notice he did new lower thirds?
No.
Look, it's got a little pulse on it.
Look at that, man. That's pretty cool, man. It's got a pulse on it. That is pretty daggum fancy, man. All right, guys, if you're on ODX.TV, stay right there. And for all the rest of my friends, I will see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock Central Time. Here we go, behind the veil.